Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. This is Piano Jazz, and my guest today is Sharon Freeman. She's a most talented and versatile musician, and she's an expert both on piano and French horn. She's an arranger, and she's a composer. She's always involved in the most exciting projects. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's good. It's good to see you. It's been so long.
Years.
I don't remember the year it was that I saw you with Melba Liston, but I think it was at City Court, wasn't it?
We were doing a concert. I'm trying to remember. It was probably 1982.
Yeah,
something
could be.
Somewhere through
could
there.
Could be. That was such a nice little group. Really, I really enjoyed it.
It was very interesting because we were doing a lot of Melba's, you know, things and a lot of her arrangements, and it was just fun. And we got to go to some interesting places, the Far East and, you know, Fiji, Taiwan, Malaysia, things like that.
You know, I remember that group because I hadn't heard that many of Melba's arrangements, and I really realized what a great talent she is, both on the horn and the way she would write for a group.
That was one of the reasons I did it, because I had heard of Melba for years, and I'd heard recordings, but I just wanted to be in the environment where I could hear, you know, what she did when she arranged, and it was very helpful to me in my own arrangements later.
No, I know that you've done a lot of arrangements, but you're also a fine composer. I'd really love to hear something that you've written. What have you got?
Oh, I think I'll play Waltz for Achim, and it's a waltz that I wrote for my husband
a couple of years
ago.
Oh, love to hear that.
Okay.
Well, that's a really pretty tune, Sharon.
Thank you.
Lovely. Your husband likes that, I'll bet, doesn't he?
He loves it. Play it. When are you going to play my tune?
I'd like to have a copy of that myself.
Oh, sure.
Well, how did you meet your husband?
Oh, that's a very strange story. I was doing a tour with George Gruntz, who's the producer of the Berlin. He has a big 22-piece band.
Oh, yeah, I know of him.
We did a tour in South America, and what had happened was George's regular road manager, Bruno Denger, couldn't do the road managing. So he talked Achim into doing the road managing. So we had this long, horrible flight from New York to Miami to Venezuela to Caracas.
My goodness.
Right, it was awful, awful. And so I came off of the plane looking really grungy, and I just saw this man, and I said, oh no, who is it? And it turned out that he was the road manager, so I spent the first 40 minutes trying to avoid him, but he kept following me.
Why? You were so struck by him?
I was very struck, and I really didn't know quite how to deal with it. So I went to the ladies' room figuring maybe he'll go away. Then but of course, when I came back, he was still there because he was the road manager. And for the first few days, I really didn't have very much to say to him. But then we got together, and I went over to Germany to visit him. And we wound up getting married in February, which was about 4 months later.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're still sort of newlyweds.
It'll be 3 years, February.
Well, it's still newlyweds. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
So I'm so intrigued with the combination of instruments, the piano and the French horn. How did that happen?
That was purely by accident because I went to the High School of Music and Art and I was a piano player. And I thought that I was going to get more instruction as to how to play the instrument. And when I got there, I found out wrong. I had to either sing or play percussion, or play tuba, or trombone, or French horn. And I decided, well, I didn't want to sing, and I didn't want to play tuba. So I just sort of got into it through the back door, never intending to go very far with it at all.
It's amazing what's happened, isn't it?
Sometimes I wonder.
It's just wonderful. Well, play us another tune. I know all our listeners would love to hear something by Duke Ellington, and you've got one.
Right, Heaven.
Heaven is, I'm trying to think, when he, didn't somebody sing this, Alice Babs or somebody,
I'm sure. That sounds right, that sounds
right. Oh, I'd love to hear your version of it.
Okay.
Oh, that's quite a piece.
Yeah.
You know, I've only heard that, as I said, I think I've only heard it sung, but that makes a good piano piece.
It's very interesting because I think it's usually done as a ballad, but for some reason I do it as a bossa nova or as kind of a Latin-tinged piece of music.
Oh, I think that's really nice. What do you do most of, Sharon? Playing the French horn or writing or what?
It's sort of, after all of these years, balanced out so that I'm... It's about one-third, one-half horn, one-half piano, and writing and conducting. So it's sort of balanced in a very strange kind of way.
The conducting, I think that's a hard gig. At least it would be for me. I mean, to have to control all those people.
Oh, it's fun.
How do you handle it? Do you like it?
I enjoy it. As a matter of fact, I just did a concert this past Sunday with the Moby Big Band, which is directed by Earl McIntyre, and they did a piece of mine, Unky Arnold, which is a real fast piece. But it's just, I find you have to know exactly what it is you're going to do, and the trick is to try and get the musicians to do it with you.
I'd be a nervous wreck. It definitely works for you.
When I first started, I was extremely nervous, but you know, the more I do it, the more comfortable I become with it.
Where are you from originally? Are you from here?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you went from there to study at the School of Music and Art?
Right. I went from there to the High School of Music and Art, then I went to the Manhattan School of Music, School of Music.
Right. I remember that somewhere that you were there.
Right. So I have a degree in theory from there, but I've actually been playing piano since I was six. So there was an excellent teacher in my neighborhood who was from the New England Conservatory. She was a graduate of there.
Yeah.
So I studied with her from the time I was about six until 16 or 17 years old, then went into Manhattan.
Well, let's do some piano playing here.
Okay.
Maybe I can get into something with you. I heard you noodling around with shiny stockings before.
Okay.
Think we could try that?
I think we can try that.
All right. Shall I play the melody line?
Well, actually, I know the chords.
Well, you know the chords and I know the melody. We should make a good team. Oh, I should tell people, by the way, people like to know this, that these two pianos are side by side and my piano's on the left and yours is on the right, and they can get us together, you know.
Okay.
So here goes. Well, I've really enjoyed what you do on piano. Now I want to hear you on the French horn. You think you could manage that, something?
I'll try.
I know that that's going to be such a, such an interesting thing for the listeners to hear, Sharon Freeman, because this will be a first, actually, on the show to have a French horn player.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, me too. Well, what do you think? What tune do you think would be good?
I think Body and Soul.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. You may enjoy another of our productions, Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. Check out the podcast. Subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.